Welcome back to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for June 1996. I'm Fred Bobe. Let's get back into some news and notes before Market Scope with Phil Wayne. We've been able to update a few ZIP Plus 4 addresses. Although your carrier may remember where to deliver your mail, you must provide a correct street or P.O. box address in order for us to prepare correct mailing addresses and stay in compliance with United States Post Office regulations. If you live in a rural area which has added 911 service recently, the address which you've been using forever may no longer be correct. Check your label, and please send us back your ZIP Plus 4. Also, we keep telephone numbers in the database just in case your mail comes back to us. That is the only reason we keep telephone numbers when you send in your ZIP Plus 4. Also, include your phone number. And remember that this information is confidential, is not given out to even friends who may request it. It's only for our internal information and in situations where we need to contact you. If you want to contact a DX Audio Service member, we will be glad to forward letters to that member, but we never share addresses or telephone numbers with anyone. Help us cut our costs by sending in your ZIP Plus 4 and your telephone number.
This is the DX Audio Service.
Let's take a look at our CPC test calendar. We have only one station testing. However, it could be a biggie for those of you that don't have Ecuador in your log. HCJB tests on June the 2nd from 0200 to 0215. July the 7th from 0300 to 0315. August the 4th from 0100 to 0115. And September the 1st from 0015 to 0030. All tests are on 690 kilohertz and all times given in Eastern Standard Time. The tests will include Morse code IDs and unique other items. Correct reception reports will be verified with a special QSL card. According to the station, if you hear code, you must report exactly what you heard and what characters you heard. Tape recordings are welcomed, but tapes cannot be returned. Please include one international reply coupon, an IRC, or first-class postage in U.S. or Canadian stamps for reply to your reception reports, which may be sent to Mr. Rich McVicar, MCVICAR, Amateur Radio Call Sign HC1JMN, Frequency Manager, Attention 690DX Test, care of English Language Service, HCJB, Casilla, that's spelled C-A-S-I-L-L-A, 17-17-691 in Quito, that's Q-U-I-T-O, Ecuador. This test was arranged by Rich McVicar of HCJB for the benefit of all DXers.
DXAS!
This edition of the Market Scope is brought to you by Magnetic Tape. Without it, there'd be no air checks.
Hi, DXers. This is Market Scope for June 1996, and I'm Phil Wayne. This time around, we're visiting central Wisconsin via our cassette decks and the hospitality of NRC's Mark Erdman. So here is the final chapter on central Wisconsin radio.
Mark and Ken in the morning, and today's best country, White 96, WYTE.
White 96, WYTE, today's best country, Leroy Parnell, When a Woman Loves a Man. Trisha Yearwood helping there, too. I don't know if I've ever been as buzzed on caffeine as I am.
Leroy Parnell?
Can you tell? I'm just like...
You can tell it's Friday. I can't.
Well, you're talking to me Friday here, and I'm like, you know, hand gestures at Ken and everything.
Animated.
Pretty wired. Got the Ed Blackhawk in there, too. Not strong enough to say no.
Black what?
Hawk. Blackhawk.
It's a seven Black Sabbath.
Breezy and turning colder today. A chance of some isolated snow showers. Slowly falling temperatures and wind at northwest at 12 to 22. Tonight, breezy and cold. Flurries 15. Maybe some chin wheels. That's it. I quit.
Those are whiskers.
Take her from here, Marky.
Chin wheels are whiskers.
I don't know. No, go ahead. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, flurries, a high of 26, and northwest winds at 10 to 18. So bundle up on your way to Post Realty.
Yeah, that's right. You're there tomorrow, aren't you? It's a couple of minutes in front of 8, and it's 32 degrees with clouds right now. Now, maybe if, depends on where you live, because, you know, we all have the same cable company. Most of us have the same cable company, but not one of us has the same channels, which is a pet peeve of mine. Some of you have CMT. Mm-hmm. Some you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you that do maybe have seen Joe Diffie's new song. It's called Bigger Than the Beatles. It's believed that that's going to be a pretty big hit. And I think we're going to spin
most
her
of Joe's are.
Yeah, we're going to spin her here coming up after 8 o'clock, okay? Also got Faith Hill with her new one on the way, Toby Keith and Terry Clark's new one after the news. Next on White 96. It's 8:02 at White 96, WYTE Whiting. 32 degrees with clouds. The news is brought to us by the Portage County Bank, the bank with a hometown touch. Offices in Almond and Plover. Here is White 96 News Director Diane Ellis.
Terry Nichols has reportedly told investors. That's White 96 News. I'm Diane Ellis.
See, the Friday bug's bitten all of us. You know, glad to see it made it over there.
I've got a little caffeine over here, too.
Are you amusing yourself over there or something?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's, nothing different than normal, though?
Ooh.
Okay, it's 5 minutes past eight. We got some bad news on the way.
Oh, no.
Bad, bad news. I'll give it to you right after News Center Weather from TV 13 and meteorologist Jim Riggs. We'll take it like the men and women that we are. Mm-hmm. It's brought to us by Bullseye Credit Union.
Whining and crying.
Lighting up your financial future, two locations in Wisconsin Rapids and on Post Road in Plover.
Pockets of
96 News Center 13. I'm meteorologist Jim Riggs.
In the heart of Wisconsin right now, we got clouds, and we're holding steady now. Even freezing 32. Boy, there's a radio term for you.
Even freezing?
Even freezing.
Must be from the 50s. I don't recall.
32. No, I think that's the 80s. I think that's when that was from. Got some bad news here. Diane?
Straight bad news? No good news to temper it with?
Right. Say goodbye to Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, no.
Little cartoon dudes?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Universal Press Syndicate has announced cartoonist Bill Watterson will retire his popular Calvin and Hobbes comic strip December 31st.
That's the one with the tiger, right?
Yeah. Calvin's cool.
It's pretty funny.
He is really cool. The strip features the antics of a six-year-old boy and a stuffed tiger. It's distributed internationally to nearly 2,400 newspapers. In a letter to newspaper editors, Watterson says the decision to stop doing the strip was not an easy one, but he says his interests have shifted. He's 38 years old, and he believes he's done what he can do, in his words, within the constraints of daily deadlines and small panels.
Mm-hmm.
Not decided on future projects. That is really bad news. Calvin and Hobbes lifted many a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's 8:08.
Mark and Ken in the morning. And today's Fast Country, WYTE.
White 96.
White 96, WYTE. Today's best country, love, a new Faith Hill song. It matters to me. 818 with Mark and Cannon. Speaking of new ones, Joe Diffie's brand spanking new one. Next on White 96.
Stevens Point.
820 with Mark and Ken on White 96. Joe Diffie's got a brand new spanking album going to hit the stores on December 5th. This is a brand new single. It's called Bigger Than the Beatles.
Can't be.
Well, we're going to find out. Here it is on WYTE.
648 to WLJY, good morning. Spencer PTA will have their 8th Annual Arts and Crafts Sale Saturday, November 25th from 9 to 4 at Spencer High School. Good morning.
Everybody's talking at me.
Coming up on 7 o'clock, actually we're 10 seconds away from 7 o'clock. It's hunting time at Rainbow Casino and Bingo. Collect a buck tag every day in November, and on November 30th, you could win from $100 to $10,000. I'm John Simonson. We're Joy 106, WLJY Marshfield. It is 7 o'clock, and it's time for world, national, and state and regional news.
All Playtex bras and shapewear. Don't forget the special hours. Connie will be open this Saturday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., Sunday from noon till 4 p.m. Connie K. Fashions, downtown Loyal.
Hey, I just wonder, does any of that stuff that Bob just mentioned come in blaze orange? Curious. It's a hunting sale. I was curious. 13 after 7 o'clock, good morning from Joy 106. What was that?
The
90s. The 90s do, okay. Thank you, Bob. Of course, Bob would know. The Loyal JCs will be holding their annual craft show on Saturday, November 18th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the American Legion Hall in Loyal. Check that out and, participate. It's a lot of fun. We're at, we've got partly to mostly cloudy skies here in mid-Wisconsin. Current temperature at 21 degrees, wind chill at 15 above at Joy 106, WLJY. Good morning. Joy Custom Orchestra, WLJY. We're Joy 106, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, 21 degrees, wind chill at 15.
Wall Street kept its cool on the Free Enterprise Radio Network.
The
the greatest sounds of the big band era are heard every Sunday morning on Joy 106. Presented in part by Town & Country, Ladd & Lassie, 3rd Street, downtown Wausau. This is Chuck Cecil inviting you to listen Sunday mornings 9 to noon for the Swingin' Years. Right here on Joy 106.
From the NASDAQ stock market in Washington, I'm Chuck Bradley.
Thank you, Chuck. The time is 10:33 WFHR. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll have the information break. We'll have Science Today for you, Staying in Touch, Technology Made Easy, and the American Health Report. Here's Petula Clark on WFHR.
WFHR is your station for news on the growing central Wisconsin economy.
It's going to be directly west and adjacent to the existing building, and it will be attached. It'll be a one-story building, and there will be a walkway in between the two buildings.
So when you need to keep pace with the changing business landscape, there's only one choice for the information you need. AM 1320 WFHR, Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station.
It's 10:42 at WFHR, coming up in 18 minutes, the 11 o'clock CBS News, followed by local and state news with Carl Hilke. And in about half an hour, about 10 after 11, we will check out entertainment news. I'll have that for you. All coming up on WFHR. Right now, music from the Eagles. Phil Collins, Separate Lives on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station. Just a reminder, you can reach us by email if you have questions, comments, whatever. Our email address is onradio@wctc.net. Coming up on 11 o'clock now, it's time for CBS News. It'll be followed by local and state news with Carl Hilke. Entertainment news at 10 after.
CBS News, I'm Bill Lynch. Democrats are taking full advantage of the confession by House Speaker Newt Gingrich that he forced the government shutdown partly because his ego was bruised.
Central Wisconsin Radio.
And that's Market Scope. Thanks to Mark Erdman for his editing talents and generosity. And I'll see you back here next month. Next, someone we're always glad to see. The Ross Perot of radio trivia, John Bowker.
Historical moments in radio, stories of the rich and exciting past on the AM radio dial. And today I want to read to you from Gleason Archer's book called The History of Radio to 1926. Now, once again, we return to the very beginnings of broadcast radio, but with a fresh viewpoint provided by Mr. Archer and published by the Arno Press in 1971. Mr. Archer writes, "The success of the radio broadcasting station at Pittsburgh, KDKA, naturally suggested to the Westinghouse officials of the year that the idea of opening other broadcast stations might work. In the summer of 1921, therefore, plans were formulated for stations in the New York City area and at Springfield, Massachusetts. Now, records of the Department of Commerce disclose that station WJZ at Newark, New Jersey, was listed as a new station on June 1, 1921, whereas WBZ in Springfield, Mass. Was first listed in October 1921. But these listings do not mean necessarily that the stations went into operation in the order of licensing by the Department of Commerce, and as a matter of fact, station WBZ went on the air in September 1921, several days in advance of WJZ. A curious legend has grown up that WBZ was the first radio broadcasting station to be licensed by the government. In 1930, in response to an inquiry by the National Broadcasting Company, an official of the Department of Commerce, confused by the fact that a new classification of such stations was not adopted until September 1921, erroneously stated that the first four stations to be licensed were in the following order: WBZ Springfield, WDY Aldine, New Jersey, licensed to RCA, WJZ in Newark, that's another Westinghouse station, and KDKA in Pittsburgh, yet another Westinghouse station. The truth, however, appears in the listings month by month as published by the Department of Commerce. The bound volumes of these reports are in the library of the National Broadcasting Company that have been checked by the author and yield the following facts. KDKA was first listed on November 1, 1920 in the Department of Commerce books. WJZ, yet another Westinghouse station, was first listed June 1, 1921. That's 7 months later. WDY, the RCA station in Aldine, New Jersey, and WBZ in Springfield were both listed for the first time on October 1st, 1921, fully 11 months after KDKA. Now, while WBZ and WDY appear on the same list for the first time, it was the custom of the Department of Commerce to list stations in the order of their registration rather than alphabetically. And WDY, the RCA station, did have the earlier registration date of the two. So WBZ becomes the fourth when all the facts are in. So thanks to Mr. Archer for that research into the NBC library files. Those files he just mentioned, by the way, were kept in my office at the RCA Frequency Bureau for many years. But again, when RCA ceased to be in business in 1987 and my work ended, the NBC lawyers retained those volumes. I have personally hurt ever since. Well, you know, we've mentioned KDKA several times in this short item, but there's a sidelight to their operation that might amuse you. Do you recall they started out on an upper floor of the Westinghouse manufacturing plant in East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania? You may have seen a photo of that historic first day of broadcasting where four men are crowded into the corner of a room. Well, shortly after that, the studio was moved to the roof of that building, and a large tent was erected to contain all the studio personnel and the equipment. And all was fine until the autumn of 1922, when a gale hit Pittsburgh, and among other damage, completely removed the tent from the roof of that building. Ever inventive, though, and realizing that the microphones of 1922 would sound simply awful in an untreated room, the Westinghouse engineers found some open space on a lower floor of that building, gained the permission of the Westinghouse brass to take it over, at least temporarily, and, believe it or not, erected a tent within the space on that floor. The tent cloth deadened the sound nicely, and the quality of KDKA broadcasts was not at all compromised. Later on, of course, studio rooms in most broadcast stations were lined with burlap. Or, as they preferred to call it, monk's cloth. That was their way of deadening the sound so echoes wouldn't mar the audio. Oh, boy. Happy birthday this month to WHKY in Hickory, North Carolina, on the air June 10th, 1940. For Historical Moments in Radio, this is John Bowker.
It's time now for a sidebar of AM Switch, entitled Here We Go Again, Expansion Band Part 2. The Federal Communications Commission has released the new reconfigured expansion band plan. As expected, the new modeling of the band has resulted in the addition of only a few more stations than the original allocations. This time around, there are 87 stations that will be afforded the opportunity to apply for a construction permit to operate in the expansion band. While this is only 8 more stations than the original list, many are new additions. There are 31 stations that have been dropped from the first list. As with the first plan, this one will be official barring any petitions for reconsideration. Now, as you may recall, such petitions resulted in the scrapping of the original band plan. This list was released just a day after the copy deadline of issue 25 of DX News Magazine, and since then it's been circulated by the Internet and several trade magazines, so you may have already seen this list. However, for your convenience in making the entries to your log, we've sorted out the stations by their present operating frequency. I don't believe that this list in this format has appeared anywhere else. Several interesting things. There is only one station operating on 1610 kilohertz. Also, KXBT, formerly operating on 1640, has been moved to 1630. You may have probably already noticed this change has taken place. Also, the FCC, in its unending quest for accuracy, listed well over a dozen stations with outdated calls, showing instead the call of the station when the original list was generated in late 1994. We've attempted to make all the appropriate changes. The Internet postings and most trade magazines have simply passed along the wrong call letters. All stations in the list will be 10,000 watts day, 1,000 watts night, with a U1 pattern. And here we go. 540 KNNZ in Costa Mesa, California will be on 1650. 550 WSVA in Harrisonburg, Virginia to 1700. 560 KBLU in Yuma, Arizona to 1660. 570 WVMI in Biloxi, Mississippi to 1640. 600 KNRO in Redding, California to 1670. 620 KKGM in Grand Junction, Colorado to 1690. 630 KTKK in Sandy, Utah to 1650. 690 KECN in Blackfoot, Idaho, to 1620. 700 KVRG in Soledad, California, to 1620. 710 WNTM in Mobile, Alabama, to 1660. 710 KURV in Edinburgh, Texas, to 1640. 740 KIDR in Phoenix, Arizona, to 1700. 790 KOQO in Clovis, California, to 1640. 800 KSOS in Brigham City, Utah, to 1670. 810 WDDD in Johnson City, Illinois, to 1690. 810 KTMT in Phoenix, Oregon, to 1650. 900 KALT in Atlanta, Texas, to 1610. 920 WPTX in Lexington Park, Maryland, will go to 1690. Also on 920, KKLS, Rapid City, South Dakota, to 1650. 920 KBNA in El Paso, Texas, moves up to 1680. 930 KAPR in Douglas, Arizona, to 1690. 930 WZNN in Rochester, New Hampshire, to 1700. 940 KCEE in Tucson, Arizona, to 1640. 950 KAHI in Auburn, California, to 1700. 960 WTGM in Salisbury, Maryland, to 1670. 970 KHVN in Fort Worth, Texas, to 1630. 980 WTRY in Troy, New York, to 1640. 990 KRKS in Denver, Colorado, to 1660. 990 KSVP in Artesia, New Mexico, to 1650. 1010 WPMH in Portsmouth, Virginia, to 1650. 1090 WGOD in Charlotte, Virgin Islands, goes to 1640. We'll have more information on that later on here. 1110 KRCX in Roseville, California, to 1660. 1150 WTAW in College Station, Texas, to 1620. 1150 KSVE in El Paso, Texas, to 1630. 1190 KXBT in Vallejo, California, will move to 1630. 1210 WCMQ in Miami Springs, Florida, to 1700. 1220 KDDR in Oaks, North Dakota, to 1700. 1250 KCNZ in Cedar Fall, Iowa, goes to 1650. Also on 1250, WREN in Topeka, Kansas, goes to 1660. 1250 KBRF in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, goes to 1680. 1270 KLXX in Bismarck, North Dakota, goes to 1640. 1290 KKSL in Lake Oswego, Oregon, goes to 1640. 1290 WRRA in Frederickstead, Virgin Islands, goes to 1620. 1300 WSYD in Mount Airy, North Carolina, goes to 1640. 1310 KFVR in Crescent City, California, goes to 1690. 1320 KWHN in Fort Smith, Arkansas, goes to 1650. 1320 KHRT in Minot, North Dakota, goes to 1620. 1350 WMYM in Cocoa, Florida, goes to 1640. 1350 WHWH in Princeton, New Jersey, to 1680. 1360 WCHQ in Cambry, Puerto Rico, goes to 1660. 1360 KAHZ in Fort Worth, Texas, goes to 1700. 1370 KAST in Astoria, Oregon, goes to 1700. 1370 WKSH in Sussex, Wisconsin, goes to 1640. 1380 WAOK in Atlanta, Georgia, goes to 1650. 1390 KCRC in Enid, Oklahoma, goes to 1640. 1390 KSLM in Salem, Oregon, goes to 1680. 1410 KCOL in Fort Collins, Colorado, to 1680. 1420 KJCK in Junction City, Kansas, goes to 1620. 1420 KBTN in Nawashu, Missouri, goes to 1670. 1420 KRIZ in Redden, Washington, goes to 1620. 1430 KRGI in Grand Island, Nebraska, goes to 1690. 1440 KMLB in Monroe, Louisiana goes to 1680. 1470 WBIT in Adel, Georgia goes to 1690. 1470 WQSN in Kalamazoo, Michigan goes to 1690. 1480 WODX in Marco, Florida goes to 1660. 1480 WRDW in Augusta, Georgia goes to 1630. 1480 KKEL in Hobbs, New Mexico to 1670. 1480 WTDY in Madison, Wisconsin to 1670. 1520 WKZQ in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina goes to 1620. We'll have more information on that in just a few moments. 1530 KHPY in Moreno Valley, California goes to 1670. 1530 WJDM in Elizabeth, New Jersey to 1660. 1530 KSHY in Fox Farm, Wyoming goes to 1630. And 1550 WJRZ in Toms River, New Jersey goes to 1620. We'll have some more information on both those stations in a second. 1550 KQFN in Fargo, North Dakota goes to 1660. 1560 KCJJ in Iowa City, Iowa goes to 1630. 1580 KLOQ in Merced, California goes to 1680. 1580 WHLY in South Bend, Indiana goes to 1620. 1580 KRZI in Waco, Texas to 1660. 1590 WGYJ in Atmore, Alabama goes to 1620. 1590 WONX in Evanston, Illinois goes to 1700. 1590 WKTP in Jonesboro, Tennessee goes to 1680. 1590 KPOZ in Seattle, Washington to 1660. 1600 WEUP in Huntsville, Alabama goes to 1700. 1600 WOKB in Winter Garden, Florida goes to 1680. 1600 WRCC in Warner Robins, Georgia goes to 1670. 1600 WSFN in Muskegon, Michigan goes to 1680. And finally, 1600 WBAV in Charlotte, North Carolina goes to 1660. A few notes, WJRZ 1550 is the only station on the list that is a CP for a new station that was never built on its primary frequency. Also, KSHY 1530 reflects a CP to move to this frequency and city from the station's present 1370 Cheyenne operation that never took place. We don't know what effect WKZQ's 1520 application to move to 1450 will have on their present allocation in the expanded band. The FCC listed the city of license for WGOD 1080 as St. Thomas, which we believe is wrong. In late 1994, Fred Weinberg, the owner of KTRK 1270 in Claremore, Oklahoma, a longtime advocate of the expanded band, announced that he would drop 1270 and begin broadcasting immediately on 1640 as soon as his license was issued. Before the FCC established the expansion ban, he wrote many letters to trade publications urging its approval. Once the legislation passed, he was equally vocal in urging stations to begin using the band as soon as possible and announced his hope that KTRK would be the first station to operate on the band. He was, in short, one of the major cheerleaders for band expansion. Well, guess what? When the computing was all over for the reconfiguration allocations, KTRK was no longer among those stations in the expanded band frequencies. We imagine that Mr. Weinberg is unhappy, to say the least. That's our sidebar. Good luck and good DX.
The DX Audio Service, in a classical effort to provide a quality publication to broadcasters and mankind, presents what one Don Corleone would term a offer that you cannot refuse.
Thinking of a good gift-giving idea? How about a gift subscription to the DX Audio Service? A gift subscription to the audio service costs only $25 to members in the U.S. In other areas, contact us for details. The DX Audio Service is 12 months of news and information on broadcast radio. And if a member brings in a new member to the DX Audio Service, they receive an extra month of the DX Audio Service. So not only do you give a gift, but you get a gift in return. Send your subscription gift to Gift Subscription, DX Audio Service, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio 45802-5031.
It's time now for our musings from members. These are the thoughts of the National Radio Club members and do not necessarily reflect those of the National Radio Club, its editors, publishers, janitors, or jockeys. Members may muse by giving us a call on the brand new Musings line at 419-224-1609. Again, 419-224-1609. Let's swing out to the left coast and hear what Marty Rimpaugh has to say.
Greetings, audio service members. This is Marty Rimpaugh here on the 1st of May. 3 days ago, I discovered an anomaly. I went by 1640 only to hear splatter. And I moved my radio down to 1630 and there was KXBT. So apparently, they have moved to 1630 kilohertz. They apparently had some problems up there at 1640. Their fidelity is better at 1630, although the last time I checked with on the AM stereo radio, they still were not in stereo.
Hi, this is Ginger Harms from New York. I just wanted to tell you that auto racing is back for NASCAR fans on Long Island on WGSM 740. On Sunday afternoons, brought to you by the Motor Racing Network. Also, WPAT AM and FM have changed their formats. Both the radio stations are Spanish, but I don't think call letters have changed. And that's it for this trip. Have a good summer, people.
Mike Dukin calling on Wednesday morning, May 8th, and I'd like to report something that doesn't happen around here all that much. And that's a format change in the local area. WHSM AM 910 in Hayward, Wisconsin, has switched to all sports radio, and they're now calling themselves 910 The Ticket. And so far, just all 24-hour coverage from one-on-one sports. I very rarely hear any local stuff on it. I do hear a few commercials, but no weather or no local spots, anything like that. Just maybe a commercial or two. And that's what they're doing.
Good morning, Fred, and audio service subscribers. This is Paul Burkhardt from Watertown, Massachusetts. On Wednesday, May 8th, 1996. The question I have is regarding the 1035 kilocycle station from Turks and Caicos Islands that used to be on 1020. Wouldn't it make a lot more sense if that station moved to some part of the expanded band between 1600 and 1700 KCs? That would be true with a lot of stations, but particularly with the one on Turks and Caicos Islands. That's the only question I have. Thank you very much.
This is Tim Hindle in Huntsville. Before I left Miami, several people asked me to do a nighttime band scan of radio from South Florida. I never got around to doing it, but Jim Snowbogger's band scan from Tampa was very similar to what nighttime radio was like in Miami. Lots of stations piling in together, very few out-of-state signals that you could comfortably listen to. 20 years ago when I went to Miami, there was less congestion and you could listen to stations from up north as well as stations from Latin America. And 30 years ago, I'll bet it was even better. So I thought Jim did an excellent job. And again, if you want to know what Miami radio was like at night, review what Jim did from Tampa.
Hi, everybody. This is one segment of the audio service I don't think I've ever been on before. But this is John Bowker calling from near Tampa, Florida. And we have a change in the AM radio market here. The 50,000-watt 820 voice is now IDing as WZTM, the team. They've been all sports all along, but now at least their call sign, well, I'm not sure what to do with the Z, but the TM stands for team. Perhaps later on they'll say, Wee's team. I doubt it. Okay, Fred, let's hear from another one.
Hi, members and everybody else. This is Audrey Levine from New York. I just want to report a few format changes of interest. I do most of my DXing at my mother's house. There's these superstations, B105 and B106, and they went from, I think it was WMJV, and WVIP, they changed their call letters to something else. I think it's WBEB, but I'm not positive. Anyway, they now have oldies. They went from AC to oldies. and I think they're going to try Oldies because there's not any particular. The other change regarding Oldies, there's a station in Wurzburg at 97.3. That would be Wurzburg, New York. Died. That was WZAD. They were around for like 3 years, and they died and went to 97.7, which is WCZX out of Hyde Park / Poughkeepsie, which is a major metropolitan area in upstate New York. And that station, I mean, ZAD now piggybacks 97.7, so they call themselves WCZX 97.7 and Oldies 97.3.
Good morning, Fred, and fellow DX Audio Service subscribers. Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts, here on Wednesday, May 15th of 1996. I've got a question on the for anybody that owns a GE Super Radio 3. I've noticed that sometimes the handle tends to get very loose at times. How do you tighten up the handle of a GE Super Radio 3 so that it will stay tight? Has anybody ever had a problem like that?
You know, Paul, you got me curious. Now, I might have to unpack the Super Radio 3 from the box that it's resided in ever since the last National Radio Club convention. Hopefully we'll get an answer to that on our next edition of the DX Audio Service Musings. But, you know, I happen to think about something. We've got a lot of members who have been with us for well over a decade in the club. And a lot of you listened to the old radio back in the 60s and 70s. Well, here's a question to muse on. Why not give us a call and tell us what radio station from the 60s and 70s was your favorite radio station and why? Give us a call at 419-224-1609.
Hello, everyone, sports fans on the DX Audio Service. Yes, even while there is NHL hockey playoffs and NBA basketball playoffs going on, and Major League Baseball, we still have the minor league baseball out there, too. So there's a little bit of something for everybody out there. And let me get started here with AAA baseball here. In the Pacific Coast League AAA, we have the Tucson Toros on 990 KTKT, Phoenix Firebirds 1310 KXAM, Colorado Springs Sky Sox on 1240 KRDO and 1230 KPPC in Pueblo, Las Vegas Stars on 920 KORK, Albuquerque Dukes on 770 KOB, Salt Lake City Buzz on 570 KISN, except when nights, I believe when the Utah Jazz are on, then there might be tape delay. Tacoma Rainiers on 1300 KMPS, Edmonton Trappers 630 CHED, Vancouver Canadiens 850 CKMA, Calgary Cannons 960 CFAC. In the American Association, the Iowa Cubs on 940 KIOA, Indianapolis Indians 1260 WNDE, Louisville Redbirds 1080 WHKW, New Orleans Zephyrs, you got a choice, 870 WWL and 1350 WSMB. Omaha Royals on 1490 KEZO, Nashville Sounds on 1160 WAMB and 1590 WDBL. International League, the two teams I do not have stations for, but I'll assume Charlotte, last time had 930 WSOC, might be the same this year, and Ottawa, Montreal's farm team. The other stations I have are Buffalo Bisons 550 WGR, Pawtucket Red Sox 1380 WARE and a small network, Syracuse Chiefs on 620 WHEN, Rochester Red Wings 990 WCMF, Columbus Clippers 1460 WBNS, Toledo Mudhens 900 WFRO and a small network, Granton Wilkes-Barre on 920 WILK, Norfolk Tides 790 WTAR, Richmond Braves 910 WRNL. In the AA Baseball, Texas League, Arkansas Travelers 920 KARN, Wichita Wranglers 1330 KFH, Shreveport Captain, 710 KEEL. The Jackson Generals, Mississippi, 620 WJDS. Tulsa Drillers, 1300 KAKC. Midland Angels, 550 KCRS. San Antonio Mission, 680 KKYX. El Paso Diablos, English, 690 KHEY. Spanish, 1150 KSVE. AA Southern League, Birmingham Barons, 1070 WAPI. Huntsville Stars, 1450 WTKI. Jacksonville Suns, 1460 WZNZ. Carolina Mudcats on 850 WRBZ. Port City Roosters, 980 WAAV. Orlando Cubs have no outlet I'm aware of. Greenville Braves, 800 WPJM. Memphis Chicks, 600 WREC. Chattanooga Lookouts, 101.9 WSGC. And the Knoxville Smokies, 104.9 WQLA. And to finish up here in the AA Eastern League, I do not have stations for the teams in Bowie, Maryland, or Trenton, New Jersey. The other teams, the Hardware City Rockcats on 910 WNEZ, the New Haven Ravens on 1300 WAVZ, the Norwich Navigators on 1350 WINX, the Wilmington Blue Rocks 1290 WJBR, the Portland Sea Dogs 1490 WPOR and a network, the Pittsfield Mets on 1340 WBRK, the Harrisburg Senators on 1230 WKBO, and the Reading Phillies on 1340 WRAK. And I'm glad to USA Weekly's Lisa Winston for supplying those stations. And I'm glad you enjoyed it. And I'll be back next month with an article on Major League Baseball on radio that I found, and I'll have that on. And until then, we'll look forward to seeing you at the convention in September, but we'll be back again soon. And take care. Enjoy radio, everyone. It's a lot of fun. And adios till the Bulls win the NBA title. Hopefully. Bye-bye.
In our DXChange, Wayne Heinen at 4131 South Andes Way, Aurora, Colorado, 80013-3831, is offering for $150 a R390A, recently tweaked in non-military cabinet, fair to good condition. It works well on broadcast band and shortwave frequencies. Local pickup preferred or will deliver locally. On our DX Time Machine from the pages of DX News from 50 years ago, from the May 18, 1946 DX News magazine, Ralph Johans of Buffalo, New York, reported a visit by Canadians Don Trelfer, Bill Stone, and Bruce Kennedy on May the 14th. Bruce of Toronto thanked Ralph and Bill for introducing him to the National Radio Club. 25 years ago, from the May 1st, 1971 DX News mag, headquarters staff was completing the final switchover from addressograph to computerized mailing labels. 10 years ago, from the May 7th, 1986 DX News magazine, Ernie Cooper came out of retirement to edit the first FM DX Digest column. And that's our DX Time Machine on this edition. And that wraps up this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for June 1996. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. But before we go, a little good news for those of you that like those long-winded interviews that I do. We've got a special release on the July edition, and that is the brand new After Dark number 6. After Dark will be out. And for those of you that don't know what After Dark is all about, it contains long interviews and information about things that have to do with radio, and also things that people are sending in to us here that they have captured off radio that are just a tad bit too long for the normal magazine. So what we do is we save them all up, and when we have enough material, we put them into After Dark. After Dark magazine is four C90 cassettes in an attractive binder available from the Publication Center. Just a couple clues as to what you're going to hear on the magazine. First of all, we have an interview with the producer, Arnold Evans, of WBAP Radio in Fort Worth, Dallas. He produces the Al Wisk Show, and we're going to hear a little bit about how talk radio is done in the station. What makes a good caller on the air, and how do they get the calls on? We're going to find out all that information. We also have John Bowker in doing a whole hour and a half on 1340 kilohertz. And I understand he's even got my brother doing an ID. You're going to have to listen for that one. Also, Jim Snowbarger sent in a great piece that he did on Beaker Street in KAAY. And I guess Mike Dugan also sent in something from about a station in Colorado, which is real interesting. So you're going to want to get After Dark number 6. It's from the Publication Center. We'll have the announcement on that on the next edition of the DX Audio Service. And I know a lot of you like jingles. And we haven't done a lot of jingles in the past 6 months, so I guess I kind of owe you, okay? So I guess for the remainder of this tape, we'll give you a lot of different call letters, and we'll do it. You got your tape ready? Okay, here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Mother's Day.